Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Let's get into it, babe.
First of all, rude. But second of all, yes.
Yeah.
Let's.
So, have y'all seen the latest in the Derek Jackson saga?
Can you refresh my memory? Who the hell's
okay.
that?
Okay. So, Derek Jackson and his bonnet helmet wearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what was Derek Jackson? What was he? Was he like a relationship guru or something?
Slash Christian, slash pastor guy? Like,
yeah.
It might have been a pastor.
What?
But like
he is or he is, it was not.
No, but he was like one of those people who like you know I'm a follower of God, like I'm a blogger though, right?
Yeah, like a like a digital pastor.
Yeah, no, yeah,
that's, okay,
that's a good term.
Digital
pastor. Yeah, that's a really good term. Digital pastor. That's
and he got caught cheating.
Yeah,
he embarrassed his wife, and because he went on about modesty, and she was going to the pools in like a full long sleeve,
yes.
and then he cheated on her with a bad B.
And then when he made his confession. He was next to her and she was wearing a headscarf.
And a bonnet.
Very
it wasn't even a headscarf.
It was a bonnet.
I don't know what
oh,
that
yeah,
was.
It was
a bonnet.
But she was looking very like...
haggard.
Yeah.
She was sad.
Very yeah. sad. And he was looking fresh,
he was
like
defeated. Because,
like
because
was
he was sucking that energy
yeah,
from
definitely,
her.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Anyways, she forgave him and he divorced her anyway.
Yes.
He filed
for
divorce.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Is a couple weeks ago?
No.
Months
ago.
So usually it cites what the reasons were. Like,
irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, blah,
I guess
blah.
He hates that she forgave him. I guess just.
No. Sorry.
He didn't
love
hated
her.
He just hated her.
Because that type of behavior.
Well, the tea has been spilt because Miss
Ma'am. She's coming out.
Yeah.
And I love that for her because Miss Ma'am has come out and spilled the tea on their marriage. Gillian.
That was a very abusive
So she was
marriage.
On
very
a podcast.
Abusive.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, I forgot what this podcast was because it comes up on my feed sometimes. And
Dear Future Wifey.
That's it. Thank you. And she was on the podcast and she was saying that he slept with over 100 women.
Yeah.
And he made her
while
watch.
Still married.
Watch.
Huh?
He made her
yeah,
watch videos.
Yeah, and so she watched videos of them and then she'd try to be like them. So he'd watch videos of
he
them
said
having
to, like,
sex.
Learn.
Yeah. Oh and she would try
God.
To replicate that.
This guy is so emotionally abusive. That's
very,
insane.
Very. And
very
she's like,
evil.
She would try to be like that and stuff like that. Like, she basically lost herself in him. And there was another video
no,
that I heard and I forgot.
They were together for 10 years, they on and off. The only reason they got married is because she fell pregnant.
Oh.
Do you know what?
He yeah. doesn't even, I don't know what his type is, but he just looked like.
Exactly.
She
and she said that she like,
his
the
type,
way
sorry.
She was nothing
like,
to,
she
like him.
Herself.
So she tried to change herself yeah. to be like them, but it like wasn't working because that
that's
wasn't
not,
her. Like,
that's not how she is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't her. Well, I haven't watched it.
Sorry. So when you say that's not his type, like.
I wonder what he was attracted to.
The girls that.
No, that he.
The girls
liked.
That he ended up with,
yeah,
oh, that
yeah.
He
very
ended
opposite,
up with.
Yeah, completely opposite to her.
So like big booty hoes,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to watch the whole thing, but
I haven't watched the
it
whole.
Looks a bit
the video watching one,
yeah, was even
I
like,
was
oh,
like,
I don't.
That's
it's,
incredible.
It's peak narcissistic abuse, and it's so scary. Like, this is why I don't trust these like
internet
yeah,
pastors.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
like it's just. They always end up being cheaters. Like, always, it's like more often than not. Like, more often than not, they're cheaters. It's
yeah.
so. Because I feel like it's that same chip that they go up, they're like, I'm going to go preach on the internet. That gives. It's like that same narcissistic chip in them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's
I think
really
with the, like, internet pastors or pastors in general, I think a lot of us forget.
Or relationship
that,
gurus.
Yeah.
Why
they
is it
also,
even
they,
a relationship
they,
guru?
They
why is
act
it a
like they're, like, perfect humans.
Yeah.
And then also people forget that they're actually human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're put on this pedestal
mm-hmm.
and then everybody
pastors in general.
Yeah. And so
I
then
feel like
once they fall, it's like, oh my God, he fell.
I'm
it's
not,
like,
I'm not,
but
I, don't think,
human,
I don't think expecting you to not cheat with 100 women is putting you on a pedestal.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah,
more
yeah,
bare minimum.
No, but that's
what I mean. That's what I mean. It always is extreme though.
It's very extreme.
But it takes a certain type of character to even be bold enough to be like, yeah, you should be treating your woman like this and to go out on the internet.
And actually say that.
I just feel like you have to be a certain type of person to be doing all that.
Actually,
anyway.
This is this kind of relates to this. So has anyone been watching the Netflix series Young Black, whatever that thing
Young
is
Black
called,
and Famous
that
or
rubbish
something?
Thing
that's, I haven't watched it. But
so
yeah.
I watched
is that the African one?
Yeah.
Is it reality TV?
Yeah.
I'm not
so
watching
the second season. Oh, you haven't watched it? Did you watch the first season? You didn't watch the first season with Two-Faced Wife?
I watched one episode. I was like, actually, I cannot do this.
Exactly, right? Some of my friends started watching it, so I started watching it, but I couldn't get through 10 minutes. But I saw a clip. So if you watch the first season, Annie, Two-Faced Wife, you know, Two-Faced who sings African Queen, she met him when she was like 18, maybe. She was with him for like 10 years or something. And by the time that they got married, he'd already had 3 kids while they were together. And then they got married, had 2 kids. And in the first season, they, like, you can tell that he's been unfaithful to her the whole time, right?
Obviously.
And she's so obsessed with him. Like, in the first episode, she's like, I love my husband, I love my husband, I love
my husband.
And she, like, she apparently, like, Googles him.
Hey.
And if you even say hi to her husband, she's like, why are you talking to my husband? Like, that's her kind of behavior. Like, what are you doing?
See,
how do you know her? Like, if like, her husband knows another woman, then she's like, how do you know each other? What's the relationship?
No, obviously she doesn't trust him.
So, like, wild, right? And in the final episode, they had like a...
Are you all right?
They had like a...
I'm going at the, I love my husband, I love my husband.
Yeah, no, like, legit. And the way she says it, she's like, oh my gosh, I love my husband. Like, it is weird. And so in the last season, in the last episode of the last season, they had like a vow renewal, a 10-year vow renewal. And the night before, they had a dinner. And then the wife, like, did like a toast and she was like, okay, 10 years and no cheating. And then he was like,
that was the vow renewal.
Something like, no, like the night before. So she was just
you're
saying to 10
spit
years,
that water out,
to 10 years, like, oh, and no cheating.
What,
and
then, a further 10 years and no cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then
she's being hopeful.
And then the husband's like, and then he's like, something like, what is cheating? Like it's nothing,
that's
right?
Culture,
wait,
right?
It's, okay.
What, now she's
Nigeria.
So many things are falling into play.
So this is first season, right? So I see a clip of Two-Face sitting at a table, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but he pretty much said, if a guy is presented with a woman, whatever, he thinks with a dick, he's going to sleep with her. And his wife is sitting next to her, next to him as he's saying this. And so then she's like... Are you saying this in general or you're talking about you? And she repeated it. Are you saying this in general or you're talking about
you? She's not very.
And it's just like, yeah, and that's the thing. And what
3
blows,
kids later.
Yeah, and what blows my mind. And she even says it. Like, she said it on the first season. She was even crying when she was saying, oh, it's been tough. And it's like, he's been cheating the whole time. How can you not see it? And the fact that you even come on Netflix... And, like, parade your love for him, and he's doing this at the same time. I'm just like, sit down and close your mouth. Chioma and Davido, Chioma's her mouth is closed every single time. Davido be doing bits. Apparently, he's one of his other baby mamas pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But Chioma's mouth is closed. You're not seeing her at any Netflix show, nothing like that. But Annie has opened herself up because apparently he got someone else pregnant, Two-Face, and now has a 6th child on the way. And months ago, he basically apologized to his wife on Instagram, like publicly apologized for all the hurt that he gave. So after all this, I don't understand. I just really don't understand. How can you stand by him? Because is it not the same Bible we come and use where it says, do not commit adultery? Or is there a different translation that I haven't heard about?
No, do you know what? It's so much more than
the African
Bible.
Version.
But the thing is, they'll come and tell you, like, do you know, man must leave home to be with wife, blah, blah. But did I not see in the Ten Commandments?
That's actually the sole reason Jesus gives for divorce. Mm. It's adultery. Mm. That's how hurtful it is.
And that's why I don't
understand. And, like, people act like it's not because they just excuse men's poor behavior.
But what baffles me is that the fact that this girl can be on TV crying about it. So you can see that she's been hurt. And everybody
talks
about it.
Crying is for the show.
No, you can tell that it's hurt.
It's painful.
Like, how, you've met someone when you're 18. And then by the time you get married, you have 3 kids. Mm. How? They're not
yours. You haven't even birthed before. Mm,
yeah.
They're not yours.
How many kids does she have?
She has two herself. She has two.
After she's got
married.
Outside relationship.
She's had 3.
I'm not sure why they even, like, why do they bother with the marriage? Like,
I feel like it's time invested. It has to be time and also.
But there's no benefit. What's the benefit to them?
It's status. Being married is like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like it's beyond that. I feel like it's actually like you have been with somebody for so long. Yeah, you've given so much of yourself. Oh, like they've committed a couple of transgressions. We can get through it. We got married, you know?
This is not a transgression.
Oh, it's not.
No, but you know what? Also, women have this thing. Women have this thing. It's a psychological thing. It's called the sunk cost fallacy.
Aha, yes. I know Rebecca will have something for us.
Sunk cost fallacy. So what you do is something will be fucking just burdening you. But you'll be like, but I spent X amount of time or money on this. Doesn't matter, just cut it because you're still suffering. But women think like, because I've done X, Y, Z to have this, or particularly with that X, Y, Z being time, we are reluctant to leave because that's for us, that's the most valuable asset in our heads. Or that's how we've been raised to leave.
What do you think the male's thinking?
They're not.
Oh, they will leave an 86-year marriage to go be with someone from the demo.
Yeah, they're not. They don't care.
Why are you married in the first place?
I still don't get.
Men enjoy being pampered, isn't it?
But you can get that from his 20 million women.
Exactly. Yeah, and exactly, 20 million to one.
One of his other baby mums could have married him and given him the same thing. Like, it just baffles me.
I mean, maybe he also feels bad because, like, this girl's been with me.
And she's obsessed with him. You can also tell that she's definitely been groomed. Like, from a young age.
She's very young.
I think she was in her teens. Apparently she's 38 and he's in his 40s.
Yeah, okay. But like at the time, like
she was like 18 and it's two-faced, or 19.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But like it's just like status. How is this? I don't know. Like how is this normal? It's just I don't know.
I think that like it's obsessed
with him, bro. But I was watching Date Rush, this like Ghanaian dating show, and I know don't ask. I don't know how I could. And like a lot of times I've heard women like be like, oh, you know, I don't really care if the man cheats, just as long as that he doesn't like show it in my face, disrespect me. Even when I was watching The Sopranos, it was the same thing.
Yeah, that's
like
a
don't
lot of people.
Disrespect me by having a child
or bringing a disease.
Yeah,
something.
Or bringing a disease.
Yeah, Sopranos,
home,
having something because
it's very much tangible. So I don't know if it's like, I don't know. It's just when it's so apparent, I'm like,
yeah,
shocked.
I don't like, I'm trying to get in their heads.
I can't. You're just not going to understand it.
It doesn't, and I think it makes it painful for me to, because I want to watch it, but I can't because of that. Because when I watched the first set, I was like, none of this makes sense. Like, the stupidity is enormous. Like, it's just, it's too
much. I really
much.
Think, I have to stop saying culture because it's all men, isn't it?
What were you going to say?
I really think our culture gets in the way of a lot of the mindset that we have. Like it's all of the things you were saying, it's very normal.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay.
I can speak from the Ghanaian experience. In Ghana, for what I see when I go there.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's very normal to
cheat, to
be married, to have open relationship. Mm-hmm. Because you have other needs that need to be met. If it's, and the women do it too.
Mm.
So the need, whether it's money.
But women do as well.
Yeah, it's not just the men that are cheating.
Yeah.
Apparently Nigeria has the highest rate in the world of
female cheaters.
Men who are raising kids that aren't theirs and not knowing.
Oh, really?
Not knowing. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Not knowing is wild. Oh, I thought you were going to say something different, like more related to men. Because I feel like in things that I've, like podcasts that I've listened to and things that I've watched, I just feel like I've heard like the Nigerian mom sentiment, it's okay, it's fine. Like,
do
if
you think
he does,
because
that's fine.
It's just like this lack of value of the actual intimacy between two people as opposed to the transaction.
Yeah.
Like, you get what you need from him, you get what you need from me, and don't worry about your loyalty, which is, and usually it's in a way that favors the man because even though it does happen in Nigeria, it's always more than, it's more so than the men that are doing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like part of like, because I think in Ethiopia, it kind of stopped.
You don't really hear about.
Well, the thing is, the last generation of men to do that were probably my grandfather's generation.
Mm.
They were out cheer babes.
Wow.
Like, my friend has an 8-year-old uncle.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, wait, go back.
Yeah, her uncle is 8.
To be honest, that's normal in my family.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not.
But her grandma is way past childbearing age, and they're married. So.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. They're still
but her
together.
Uncle is eight.
Wait, how old was the How old was the grandma?
Maybe the grandma didn't give birth. He done cheated. Oh, the grandpa was ouchie. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
She said grandma's passed. Okay, sorry. Yes. Yeah, all right.
So is it common?
Where's the child though? Is the child being raised within the house?
Will be raised with. She's raising the child.
She's in her elderly age. So it's not a fenced situation.
It's very common to do it with the house girl, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's across the board then.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
So those Nigerian movies are really.
They're real. You're feeding them.
Oh my God.
You're catering to them.
It's true.
It's sad because they're trapped. It's no better than rape under duress, unfortunately, because what? They're sending money to the village to their family. Sometimes they just, it's a roof over their head.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like my mum told me that my grandfather, her dad, used to get clowned by all his friends for not having a mistress.
A goma, as they call mistress. Under for Sopranos.
Not. Yeah, for yeah. not.
You're really into the Sopranos, eh?
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
It's across cultures. They're Italian.
That's why it's like, it's not just an African.
No.
Would get clowned because they'd be like, oh, you're like more attractive than your wife. Like, you need to find like someone who's on your level.
So they would say she's punching.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're the handsome one from the two of you. She's like, and he'd be like, no, she's beautiful to me. You guys do whatever you want.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he would get clowned for not having, because it was normal to have like a little compound somewhere else and where you go at night. You have a mistress, even have the kids, everything, like a second family.
Yeah, second family.
But a less legitimate one. There's like the obviously the OG wife, and then there's like the, you know.
So that culture hasn't really changed even now.
They just never stop being garbage, you know.
They're not garbage.
Where do you put them? I don't know what to do with them. How can you fix them?
Oh my gosh. And yeah, it says, well, I don't know if this is official news, but on Opera News Africa, Nigeria has 62% of Nigerian women are unfaithful, apparently.
Wow.
And then followed closely by Thailand with 59%.
What? Yeah, because they're doing it to survive, babes.
Yeah, admitting to cheating with their husbands.
The tourists.
Mm.
Oh,
the sex tourism is very real.
Yes, of course. Disgusting.
Oh, guys. Okay, no, honestly, I feel like my African mum powers have been fully activated.
Hey, come
dreams.
On.
Because, I don't know, or just feelings or something like that. So about, let's say, 6 weeks ago, just randomly, right, mm-hmm. I was driving and I was like, I feel like a bit of Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
And I never really listened to Jamie Foxx ever.
That the day when you told me that to make the song, the song of the week, Jamie Foxx? And I was like, what?
I don't know. But yeah, I think it was yeah. And so I went on like this Jamie Foxx. Oh, I was like just vibing him. And then, what happened 4 days later?
We pray that he was hospitalized.
Not that he was hospitalized, but it was announced that something has happened to him. So I was just like, oh my gosh.
He
has
been real quiet. No one knows. I think it's serious.
Like he had a stroke.
Yeah, he had a stroke. They said that he's back at home now.
Yeah, recovering.
But I was like, wow. After all my dreams about like Vanessa and things like that, I was like, wow. It's really.
You used to call me.
I used to call you something else. No, but this one's different.
The only reason I've been seeing him come up a lot is because of Kim Porter's. Case supposedly being reopened.
What are you talking about?
They're reopening the inquest into Kim Porter's death.
Why?
And why is Jamie Foxx?
They think Diddy was involved, but they said Jamie Foxx also tried to out Diddy.
Wait, explain. Explain.
Guys,
what's
explain
going on?
Clearly.
Oh, and I don't watch things in.
I know. I'm even shocked that you're bringing this information. So, wait, go back.
Oh, I need to find it. Apparently, which part don't you get?
The Kim Porter thing and why you're saying Jamie Foxx.
So she was supposedly writing a tell-all book.
Oh.
And so she would have known all of his dirty secrets.
Come on, then.
You've been on the Illuminati side of TikTok.
I've been on a TikTok. It's on my For You page, I don't know why. And so they're reopening it because it kind of was a little bit weird. They just said she just died. Pneumonia.
Mm.
And it was just weird. It was all weird.
Mm.
So they think Diddy may be
involved.
Tell all book
allegedly.
Basically, and it wasn't authorized.
The book has just disappeared. Like
Okay, I don't know nothing's if this is sus. Come on, this is also Diddy and he has lots of money. So I don't so it kind of seems...
But like, there's a lot of crappy stuff that comes out of Diddy. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that comes out of Diddy.
He's wicked.
Mace be saying it. That's why Mace be fighting with him all the time.
Yeah.
Why? Really? I don't know what's going on.
He takes people's money, doesn't pay them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, have you heard of that girl group he formed? It was
Danny Kane or whatever.
He wasn't
Fifth Harmony? No.
No, this is time. Like, when I was like...
Who, Diddy?
Very, and he completely like mugged them off. He didn't pay them pretty much.
Are you sure it's not?
No, it's all white chicks. Danny Kane has like one black girl. It's all white chicks. It was more poppy as well.
Is it the one with Normani in it? Okay. No, you just said it's got like, okay.
Okay, guys, wait.
But why Jamie Foxx?
That's what I'm trying to find.
You can already tell it's one of those.
No, I'm just looking it up.
Oh my God. I know one when I hear it, darling.
Why are they all like this?
And it could possibly be. Yeah, she was sacrificed.
Jamie Foxx reveals what happened at Diddy's gay parties.
Oh, but you know what? Inowari. Do you know who that is? Yeah, Noriega.
That's how you spelled it out.
No.
Is it
who?
Really? Like, they call him Nori, but
it's Nori.
But he says.
But in, like, I know he needs rap songs.
Yeah, Inowari.
Yeah, but it's Nori. It's Noriega.
Noriega. Yes. Yeah.
I love Noriega.
There is a clip of him talking about like some gay parties.
Really?
In Hollywood. Yeah.
I think there's some truth in
Noriega. Of course.
He exposed the stuff. Him and Fat Joe.
Apparently, Fat Joe has a tell-all book.
But Fat Joe has a lot of stories.
And he's got stories for days. And he's got, like, good storytelling, apparently.
Publish it.
Yeah. What do you mean they don't never publish it? It's literally out.
It never comes out.
I'd be interested to see what Fat Joe's book says. Because I feel like a lot of rappers have stuff to say, but they're scared. Like, for example, Angie Martinez has a interview with Tupac just before he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently he was really angry, and she says she's never going to release it because she feels like it's going to cause something. And that's over 20 years old.
Like, cause something.
Yeah, it's going to cause something, like some sort of beef or whatever. Whatever's in it is going to basically cause destruction. So she says she's never going to release it. I'm surprised no one's robbed her house to try and find it.
Then why'd you say it? I know, why'd you say it?
But yeah, she said it multiple times.
Do you reckon she's talking shit?
I think it's true because she was interviewing rappers that time.
So?
And it was like, it was legit just before Tupac died. Like a very short, like it was very close. Window. So it was like he was hot and angry. And that's when she caught him. So yeah.
There's no way you can be in that industry and not do evil stuff, man.
Especially,
evil or even see bad things. Like you see crazy things as well.
Especially when that generation, that generation gets exposed, it's going to be a shit show. I know they did fucked up things.
Yeah.
Like, crazy things.
Suge Knight is different.
Come on, that guy be doing stuff in broad daylight. Like, we're all
scary, bro.
Like.
Didn't he inject Eazy-E with AIDS?
That's what they said. That's
Eazy-E from
NWA.
And we saw him kill that guy on camera when he ran over the guy in a car. That's how he ended up in jail.
Yeah.
Like, there's footage, and he was running over the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, for this one, how can you go and get an alibi? No, we can see it on camera.
He wanted to go into jail at that point.
You know the guy that Snoop Dogg killed?
Allegedly.
Was Eritrean.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a refugee. Did Snoop Dogg kill?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Was that 91?
That was 91. You know that photo of Snoop Dogg with the praying hands when he gets acquitted, when he beats the allegation?
Yeah.
That's when he... So apparently he said that what he did was in self-defense.
So he actually did do it. Oh, I thought it was alleged. He killed him, but
it was just like it was in self-defense, allegedly.
Oh, okay, and he got acquitted.
Yeah. And that's why, like, yeah. So.
Do you know who I want to hear stories from?
Just killing people. Who?
Dre. But I feel like he's never going to say that.
Dre himself. Like,
well, he's part of the problem.
Yes.
Do you know what?
I feel like he's seen a lot of stuff, so I'd be interested to hear. And same as Jay-Z as well.
Jay-Z.
That's exactly what I was going to say. R.I.P. to our queen, Tina Turner.
R.I.P.
The more I deep it, the more fucked up that bar from that Beyonce song was.
What song?
What?
Jay-Z's verse in Drunk in Love. He's like, eat the cake, anime. Do you know what that's about?
Yeah. It's about, when he was, he shoved it down her face.
When Ike Turner. So what happened was,
when
kids asked Tina Turner for an autograph and didn't ask him, he got jealous. He was like, let's celebrate your success with a cake. And she was like, I don't want it. And he's like, no, eat the cake. And he started smearing it on her face and shoving it down her mouth. Then he used it for a bar.
Yeah.
Are you sick?
There's a lot of...
But that's like Drake talking about Megan Thee Stallion.
Talking about getting shot. Yes.
I was just like, bruh.
There's a lot of problematic
stuff. People are really, you can rap, all right. Does that mean that you have to just say any kind of rubbish?
I know.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
They would never do a tell-all. Like the Jay-Z's and Dre's.
Do you know what is so slick about Jay-Z?
Have you seen his supposed son? Yeah, he looks like him, bro.
Does it?
He looks like him.
It does. What's wrong with you people? What do you mean? Apparently he's got a son.
His son is dying, allegedly, is dying for him to just do a DNA test and acknowledge him. He doesn't want any of his money. He just wants a DNA test.
He probably does have kids around.
Where the fuck do you guys see all this stuff?
I don't know. He's recently been coming out, only just recently.
My goodness.
He's been doing interviews.
He's evil. And what's scary about him is that he's so articulate.
But the way he even talks.
He can really be smooth in a room full of white people.
Very intimidating. He's very powerful even in the way he speaks.
That's why he's wicked. That's the scariest one. Do you know what I mean?
He can wield words in a particular way.
Yeah, he's very smart, and it's just like
charismatic.
Even with Beyonce, he was 30 and she was 18, and they met when she was.
Thank you.
That was wild.
Can we talk about that? I think that was before she was 18.
They came out when she was 18.
Yeah, that's wild.
But they met when she was 16.
That's probably some groomer.
And I remember this thing where
an Aaliyah. Oh. I'm sharing Aaliyah. Yeah.
Wait, go back.
Peace. It was between Diddy and.
No.
R. Kelly.
What are you talking? Where are you going?
This is even before R. Kelly.
What? No.
You're talking about Aaliyah.
Was when she was 15.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ain't Jane nothing but a number. She was 15.
Timbaland was obsessed with her as well.
I swear Diddy was also there.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know if Diddy was with the Aaliyah
thing. Yeah.
How did we get into this?
These guys really like small girls.
Something I remember from Beyonce's wedding video. Apparently.
How did you see that wedding video?
No, it was just like an excerpt. I've seen it ages ago, and it still doesn't make sense to me. She's like, "Oh yeah, Jay-Z taught me how to be a woman." And I was just
"I remember that."
I don't understand how that.
I know what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
She said that. I think she said it in her
her speech
in the doco. No, in the doco.
Life is but a dream.
Yes. I think she said it in that because that was the first time anyone ever saw clips of their wedding.
The wedding. That's what I mean. Yeah. But she said it at her wedding.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I don't think she said it at a wedding. I think she just said it. In the
like a voice,
but I know what you're talking about because I remember being like,
"What does that mean?" Yeah, what does that mean?
But she wasn't a woman; she was a little girl.
Yeah, she was.
Well, basically,
she was a child.
She was a baby girl.
That is.
I just find that so wild. Like, just imagine someone coming to you at like 16, 18.
And I'll even embarrass him. Like, ew, you're old.
And his face too. No offense.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to agree with you. His face, but like, I was trying to be like, oh my gosh, like he's so old. Like that's so weird.
And like he's not even that cute. Yeah.
Very charismatic. He's a
like
big
even
deal.
If you introduce me to a guy who's 50,
but he doesn't seem like he's funny though. I guess you can be charismatic.
Doesn't mean you're funny.
Yeah. I know, but usually, if you're funny,
they're not a funny couple though.
The
art and the hustle.
Every day. Where's my next Basquiat painting?
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's looking very Basquiat these days.
I know.
And they say that it's channeling Basquiat because he's really gay. Did you hear about that? Not everyone is gay, bro. Oh, God. This episode's going to get us sucked into
God forbid. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Do you guys remember this? Because you guys listen to Shameless, the podcast?
It's white Aussie.
They have a series where they cover scandals and celebrities.
Ooh.
And you know what's so the funny one? The Arnold Schwarzenegger one?
Yeah.
Babes, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What do you do?
Don't say the N-word.
You don't know about him.
Oh, but the N-word. I don't know that.
How his child.
Listen, he fathered a baby with his kid's nanny.
Nanny.
Who lived with the family.
Oh my God.
And the kid is his fucking spitting
image. Like, no, seriously, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, actually split image.
And the thing is, you know what's so crazy? He's always been a prick. And she, by the way, his wife is from, this goes back to like the marriage.
She's
thing.
From the Kennedy family.
Kennedy dynasty.
Yes, yeah.
And I think she stayed with him because she was marrying down when she married him, obviously. And because they're also Democrat, the dynasty, and he's a staunch Republican.
Oh, really?
And I think she just didn't want to leave him. I think she knew he was a prick, but she didn't want to leave him because it will be now be, I told you so, you shouldn't have married that guy, da da da.
Are they still together?
No.
Because when after the story came out, she
had no
him
choice in it. Like, okay. She was on the, because apparently, like, he confessed in a therapy session.
No, the I don't know.
The kid looks exactly like him. Oh.
Really? The Jay-Z? I don't know.
Well, I think he meant the Schwarzenegger one.
Mm. The Arnie one? Exactly like him.
What are you talking?
So embarrassing.
Exactly like him. Did anyone watch the Blac Chyna and Carisha Please interview?
No, I didn't get to through the whole thing.
I watched it on TikTok, but anyway.
I started, it was in the background and it clearly was boring because I didn't continue.
No, so I didn't think it was boring.
How come her mum is getting so much airtime?
Who?
She's Blac Chyna.
Because she's, yeah.
Right, as in, like, I think she's unwell.
You think?
I don't think it's, well, she doesn't think that her mum's on drugs. That's what she said in the Carisha Please interview. She thinks that she is just like, that's just my mum. So obviously she's trying to say she's crazy. Is. Yeah.
So you know how a few episodes ago we were talking about like her change?
Yeah. Mm.
Do we still believe her change? I don't know because I didn't fully listen to her. I just knew that she got some doctorate. But that's it. Some
no, but she got invited to be.
Why are you getting doctorate so easily?
I know, even Usher got one, bruv.
Yeah, because it's like honorary stuff.
I know, like, but hers was like she was saying it in Carisha Please. She was saying that she was invited to get it, so they're sponsoring her or something
to
like
do
that.
The like Bible school or something.
No, she's not even doing it. She's just getting
promotion.
Oh my god! They're just sponsoring her because she like they've seen what she's done.
Holy.
And
okay, so how do we feel about her changes in life?
But yeah,
she's been
and she said that
once.
The demons were leaving her body as she got. Sorry, stop, Mary.
not you silencing your inner hater. be free.
Nah, I don't want to.
Just say it.
Because you can't mock somebody else's journey.
Yeah,
yeah. Be free with your emotion. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah. I would love to believe it's true.
Haven't listened to it, so I was just wondering.
I listened to it a bit more, and we'll see. Honestly, we'll see. She seems like she's just genuine. Over it.
Yeah,
like,
she seems like she was just
over
that life.
She's just over it, yeah. Honestly. And honestly, I can see why. Like, you chase something for so long. You chase money. You chase fame. And then it comes to a head, and you're like, what am I doing with this shit?
Yeah.
Like, what else is there? And you feel like there was nothing else to life.
She's got two kids,
like, you know.
Something has to give at some point.
It could be, like, a marketing ploy, but I also think, okay,
I think she definitely
I'm documenting my journey as I'm going through this. But I think
money's
like,
definitely
going
to be made for her in that journey.
But also, I don't know, but who? What?
I don't know. We'll see.
But also, you know, that religious rebirth is becoming popular.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah. And I was talking about it when I was amongst Christians. You guys know Andrew Tate is, right?
Yeah. Mm. What's he rebirthing? How can he rebirth?
He converted to Islam.
Of course he did. Is it because he went to jail?
Listen, and because it's just so dumb. Niggas are so dumb.
She's really
he knew that, like, young Muslim men would be like, and support him. Do you know what I mean? He knew to get a following, like, oh, mashallah, welcome, brother, all that. Mm. And then, like, he knew that. Do you know what I mean? And, like, apparently, Gen Z are the first generation to become more religious than the one before them.
Really?
Yeah. In a long time, you mean?
In a long time, yeah. Oh, okay. And a lot of them are become the two sects that are growing are reverting to Islam and Pentecostal Christianity.
Really?
Yeah.
Benti.
This is very surprising.
Yeah.
But honestly, in jail, they do go hard.
Yes, in jail.
They do
definitely.
Go hard.
That's why I said, is it when he went to jail?
On the because these kids are learning about these religions via the internet. Because if you come from a Christian family or whatever, you're not learning about Islam from anywhere in real life. If you're from a Catholic family, you're not conveying to Pentecostalism through what you meet in real life.
Well, isn't this how, like, people ended up joining, like, the Syrian war and stuff like that? Because they were just reading it off the internet.
Yeah. And so I think it might be a way to have a following. I mean, she already has a following. But, like, that might... It's actually... will get you a niche audience.
Mm.
But,
I can see that. That's
all the best.
Crazy.
It's very, very crazy. Very crazy. But I thought it was such an interesting start because I think as society progressed, I always thought people were just getting less and less religious. But yeah, the people are getting.
I'll be interested to see what the next census says.
Oh, and also people are practicing
witchcraft.
Yeah,
oh.
Wiccans.
Mm.
Sorry, yeah, Wiccan. Mm. It's a, witchcraft. Yeah. As in,
but it's like
paganism. White. It's not like living in nature. It's like animism and stuff. Like the indigenous faith of white people, like before Christianity came to Europe,
exactly.
They believed in like whatever and like Norse gods and all that stuff. It's all becoming.
Wow.
Very prevalent. So
I wonder if it's because like the world's wild and they're just trying to find
something.
The world's really wild at the moment.
Yeah.
Did anyone listen to, I was trying to listen to this today but it didn't happen. Gabrielle Union's
Only the 50% thing?
Yeah.
Why is everyone up in arms? They're rich.
I know.
No, I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Your BET Mary J money.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to NBA basketball money, and you want to do 50-50. How?
He earns like, who cares?
Not that it's a problem, it's a bad thing. I just think it's weird. Like, why would you do 50-50 when he out earned you like probably 10 times?
Yeah, but.
I just don't see the point. Why would you go through that stress to do 50-50? Mate, he's paying for everything for us. We're just using our money for holidays.
She explained that they both have massive households to take care of. They support a lot of people.
Look, I haven't finished the interview. I just heard the 50-50.
That makes more sense now.
They both have a lot of people that they're supporting.
She also said she's hyper independent.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, well, clearly. But the thing is, fine, you have that being to support. That is
about her.
Household you support.
I haven't watched it. Is it good?
She was used to be obsessed.
I really liked it.
Did we watch the movie together? Because they cancelled it. And then to wrap up all the ends.
Yeah, we may have.
That's never good, is it?
No.
Yeah.
That's not.
I just think it's just it doesn't balance. Like, find the household thing, but I don't think it balances that, like.
I feel like, okay, y'all are rich. You got your money. I got money. Yeah, yours is a bit more, but. At the end of the day,
it's not bid. That's the
thing.
But you
don't even know.
What are the net worths? I don't know what
that is. Exactly. He's definitely in the hundreds of millions.
But he's in the hundreds of millions, yeah.
Let me look it up.
Definitely. Yeah, look it up, it's not like some close. Small
Which
money.
Is fine, like, but.
I think it was fair when she said that they both have a lot of people that they're taking care of. Yeah. And it's just one less thing to think about.
Yeah, just split the bill. Just
yeah, it. And yeah. Also, okay, honestly, it's just peace of mind as well. Okay, like,
if that's
you just
the reasoning, that's fair.
That's it.
You bring yours, I bring mine. We're not poor. And she still has a scarcity mindset. She's still thinking that she doesn't get it.
Yeah, she definitely has, like, financial trauma and stuff like that.
She talked about it.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're making out 170
million.
Mate, we're not splitting anything like that. Seriously.
Really, Gillian?
What for?
170 is her net worth.
No. Him. And hers is apparently 40.
See? Can I ask you guys a random question? How many Tyler Perry films have you watched?
Oh my God, a lot. I love this one, Tyler Perry.
You do?
Yeah. I used to watch it all the time.
Maybe some of the Medea.
Why Did I Get Married is bloody amazing.
Yeah, both Why of Did them. I Get Married
Hallelujah.
Too.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Daddy's Girl.
I didn't mean Tyler Perry, I meant Medea.
I've watched a few, but that's a really long time ago. Yeah. Wow. Not too many, actually.
Actively,
how
but
can you take, like, because these? She talks about serious stuff. I'm like, in the entire Perry is in there. The fuck, give the role to a black woman? What are you doing?
That was like Eddie Murphy. Remember when he was acting every single...
In Nutty Murphy.
Every single character.
Anyone else get that check, B? I'm not letting get...
He did the same in Norbit.
Yeah. Every single character.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
just hire people, bro.
And Tyler Perry, he's the writer, he's the director.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but Tyler Perry, hey.
Okay, babes.
Tyler Perry shares the wealth. He does a lot for a lot of people.
He does. He puts people on. He
also his studio and stuff. Yeah.
He provided a shelter for Harry and
yes, very generous shelter! Man. He did. Literally shelter.
But he obviously wants to be.
You make it sound like that help they really needed.
Yeah. I was
well, they made it sound like the, on their documentary that they were desperate.
Anyway, seriously. If I talk. I feel like he obviously did that. Obviously, maybe it was from the goodness of his heart, but also because he wanted that proximity. Like, it was mutually beneficial for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be.
He wanted
it
to be someone.
Because he didn't know them.
He's the godfather now of one of the
Yeah, because he said he didn't know them. He just called her to tell her that we can give you the house.
It's strategic.
Yeah, of course. You can tell.
Yeah. Very good. Speaking of Tyler Perry, have you seen Tyler Lippy?
That guy is so fine.
You're fried, so chicken. Have you seen Tyler Perry?
He's context, so please. Fine.
Do you guys watch P-Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, y'all don't watch P-Valley?
I've heard it's really good.
Oh, it's so good.
What's the name?
P-Valley.
No, what's the guy's name?
Yeah. Tyler Leppy?
Yeah.
What about him?
So and funny. I was like, oh my gosh, Gillian, you're going to love this because I have to close my eyes every 20 See, I seconds. I love
people. Because of the says.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just hot. I love a sizzling.
It's just hot. Oh, that man. He's in a Tyler Perry movie. Sure.
Is probably.
He? A Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, wait,
movie
is he in Harlem? He's in Harlem.
Yeah, he's in Harlem.
Oh, oh, Megan Good's guy.
Yeah.
Oh, shame. It's
they need to stop making those shows. Seriously. I just realized that.
Run the World. Oh my God.
That's exactly what. No, wait. Is it Run the World that's coming out for season two?
I don't know. But
one of them's coming out for season two, and they were on Breakfast Club. And I was like, guys, you need to stop.
Not
Leppy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't look. I haven't actually looked at his name properly.
He's very scrumptious.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice looking man.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. But those shows, they need to stop. Like, Run the World. Because there's too many of them. Harlem, they're all the same. Like, all the
And they're all very, like, corny.
Yeah, they're very corny.
Like, it's just.
With their Ankara. Stupid Nigerian accent.
Like, oh my goodness.
They really do try.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I did watch Harlem, but it's just really like background. Like when I'm working, it's just it's there. Passive.
You're not
I
really like
yeah, I wouldn't sit there no to be way. Like, I need to watch this.
P-Valley on the other but hand.
Ooh, I started Get one episode it. And I just
Is
kept
it
going.
About young people?
I just,
no, it's club. About a strip club in like where's it down Mayfield south?
In Chakalisa.
Chakalisa.
What's the appeal?
It's just great. Just the different storylines.
Yeah, so. We've got Uncle Clifford.
Yeah, Uncle Clifford.
Which is the owner of the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, you know what? Let's When just you watch it, you'll know.
Just watch it.
And then you've got a rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, it's just, honestly, DL, guys, I don't want to like, tell. Yeah, I don't want
to
tell.
You need to watch it. It's just good. Really good.
Yeah. What's your top five black guys?
Ooh.
Like Kangs.
I can start maybe.
What's Ghost's name?
No, oh. His brother. Have you seen his brother?
Really?
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I love me some Ghost though.
No, yeah, seriously. Very, no, oh, seriously, his brother. Man. I think Ghost is now looking a bit
break your forehead.
Push him oh,
I know. What would you do
that if was he so did that to you? He's okay, come and push. He's no that, I can't believe that was not scripted.
What?
Oh really?
It was
What
did
you do?
He's acting.
In Power, right?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
I've seen that clip. Like, I don't watch Power, but I've seen that clip on Twitter all the time.
It was so aggressive.
What happened? Good. What was Ghost doing?
He was just in, like, they were acting, obviously. And he just... You know when your parent... Hey, you know when your parent is, like, insulting and they just push your head?
Yeah.
And who was he doing that to?
His ex-wife, Tasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't scripted.
I'm scared.
Oh, so he just went out of character. Yeah. I don't know what he was going on.
Too much immersive character building.
You should look at his brother.
I feel like I saw a picture, but nah. Ghost. What about like OG ones?
Look at
like
Ghost now because he's looking
Definitely
Ghost.
Morris Chestnut.
Oh, and Method Man.
Oh Method my goodness. Man. He's looking too fine.
Like, yeah. He's aging like fine.
Scrumptious.
Fine.
Method Man.
It's
just power, babe.
Oh my gosh.
It's just so good. Like,
dunk him in my coffee, hun. Like,
he's
so delicious. Oh.
He's so good looking.
He's really good.
So no one knows what Ghost's real name is?
Amari Hardwick.
Yeah, Amari Hardwick. As if you love him. You don't even know his real name.
I knew it. I just forgot. Amari Hardwick.
Okay, continue.
That's all I got.
He's a top five and this is what nonsense. Yeah, you know what? I've never seen the appeal of Tay Diggs.
Yeah,
I didn't see it either.
Yeah,
I feel like he's really scrumptious to me. Sean Wayans.
Oh,
no. Oh yeah. Really? No. He's
like one of the Wayans brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Let me check this too many of them.
Is he the one that is was he the scary
white
movie?
Chicks.
That one?
He was in White Chicks. Not the skinny, scrawny one.
No, not that one.
The other one, the really fine.
You really?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's
interesting, bro.
Yeah, no, right. I think he's really
He could
hot.
Pass as Habesha.
Which one?
You're funny.
Sure. That's not a good photo.
She's not correct.
Yeah.
Not a good photo.
What, you want me to match with my man?
Okay. Interesting. I wouldn't put top five,
because I've got nothing now.
I mean, he's a prick, but my ultimate first crush was Trey Songz.
Mate, I'm waiting for everybody to expose him.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
It's big hair, it's bubbly.
They need to do it. Like, someone who recently said it?
And
some white guy as well said, he's like, when the stuff comes out about him, it's crazy. He's an industry guy. And the stuff in the it was on video when he ripped off a girl's bikini. Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
He was like, and he did that shit with Sandy, like, that. Yeah, that's what he does.
That recently said, like, everybody, we need to expose him at some point.
No, because like, in the video, he made that sound and he ripped off. he was literally in a selfie video. She's like, oh, I'm here with Chase. And he just exposed her breast by ripping her bikini, like, the side of her bikini.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And it's on tape. It's out. You know what? I'll even look it up.
Have you guys seen Janelle Monáe's titties?
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I was saying, you look like you're going to cry, but you already have titties.
Oh, my God.
On TikTok and then you just see
really
just flash it. Oh, you haven't seen that? She just flashed
it. I flashed the Met or something.
That for nudity on TikTok.
I don't know. She went from TikTok. Like where, thank you so
wearing
much.
Pantsuits all the time. Yeah,
she flashed looking her like boobs. A
but she's very
no, really, because she always had the flyer suits.
Yeah,
with some little tap.
But she's very like no shoes on. She's very fluid and free.
Yeah. For years and years.
Yeah, that was her brand for a while. It was just on her really random. I don't know what it's called. The album.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
What do you think of Idris Elba? He's not.
I never have.
I get that because he's suave.
Ugh. Is it because of the British accent?
I think he has. He's lost it though to me. But
I never thought.
As I said, I've said it before, he needs to stop rapping.
Oh, enough.
But I think the rapping is just joking, isn't it?
It's not. Every black guy has this within him. It's just like a serious.
Michael B. Jordan for me.
He looks like a beaver.
Do you know what? I liked him, but something about him now I'm just not vibing.
I don't know about after Lori Harvey.
I think after the SNL. Wait, that fake SNL Drake clip that he did?
Oh. I don't know that one.
He said something like almost like her loss or something.
He was very self-driven.
You need to calm down.
Oh yeah.
Did you say his name properly?
He's always playing some chef or something in some movie.
Michael, like some lonely person.
Michael Ealy.
He's got beautiful eyes.
The one with colored eyes.
Yeah. He's got beautiful eyes.
Who else I lustering for after when I was a?
I know. I'm trying to think.
I don't even luster for celebs like that anymore.
Let's go through the cast of Best Man.
You already said the good one.
Diggs. There's nobody else.
Jesse Williams.
I thought he was beautiful in Grey's Anatomy. But
very beautiful. He was so hot in Grey's Anatomy. I loved that show, man.
The jail one.
Prison Break.
With
chokehold. Because girl, we were obsessed. He was on my wall as well.
Really?
Yeah, he was on my wall as well.
Fuck out, I was nine.
And the way he was like so intellectual.
I love it.
He was always squinting.
I know, but I don't see the peels.
I don't see it, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
But then, I have a swag crush on Daniel Kaluuya.
I do too.
Yeah, I see that.
I think he's got good vibes. I see about him.
Yeah, like
and
he's the one from Nope and Get Out, if you're trying to think who it is. Yeah.
The Kenyan one. No, Uganda.
Oh, Uganda.
Yeah, my East African king. You think he's got appeal?
Yeah, there's something really cool and swabby about him.
Watch his interviews.
When you watch interviews, like really down to earth, like acting like he's your mate, that kind of thing.
I agree.
Where is our man?
Who's your man?
Prison Break.
He's off on probably some Greek island with some man.
Yeah. Oh, is he gay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he never really came.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And he was in Mariah Carey's film clip.
Yes, they belong together. Oh, I was. Gosh. That's when I first spotted him. I was like, hey.
He's so fine.
He's such a scrumptious man.
Yeah. For me, my never-ending crush is obviously Usher Raymond.
For sure.
Do you actually think he's like?
Oh yeah, I actually think he's good looking.
Really?
Like in a very like, you can sing and dance.
Every day he would just be sinking in deep.
And like, hot. Like, and you know, he's, you know, he's not conventional.
It's not conventional.
Yeah, he's not conventional. And I'm a very, like, I actually like pretty boys. Like, I like people that you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, they're pretty. Or like very handsome looking people. I don't deviate too much from like the standard.
She said, I'm not your ugly. No, you're ugly.
So, but for Usher, And I think it's just a childhood crush that's never gone away.
Oh, that's I've always
thought. And like, about, I literally died when he came on Dave. Does anyone watch Dave?
Oh, I haven't watched Dave.
I actually don't mind it.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. I actually think like the way that he's like the white, lesser version of Childish Gambino. What do we call him? Atlanta. Not on the same level as Atlanta.
I really liked Atlanta.
Yeah, but Dave is still like confused, the comedy and then like the thoughtfulness of it all.
Oh, okay.
I think it's actually quite good.
Daniel Kaluuya.
So we really need to make sure
like
meet Usher.
Like, honestly, I screamed. But yeah.
But he's too.
Are we talking? What did you say?
Coffee syrup.
Oh, like, no.
Do you know what? I heard that like him in the intro. I think he's too, like, he thinks he's amazing.
Yeah.
Because apparently when he went to Ghana, he was in the club just taking off his shirt and kissing girls.
Yeah, that was like, he was like the kind of guy to do
Why
that.
Why don't you get up and get in line?
I was there. Oh, okay. But maybe I would have been there.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you acting like you?
No, I wouldn't have, because I think that's a bit too much. Like,
did you guys hear about Usher getting into it with Chris Brown?
Apparently it's not true.
Apparently it's not true, yeah.
It was a fake story.
But can we just give it up for my man? He's getting, like, really recognized right now in these streets.
For what?
I think the Vegas show is really
I think the Vegas show.
And then also the roller skating thing.
And then also, but also, like, they're now even thinking, like, he's in talks, or apparently his name is out there for the Super Bowl next year.
Ooh,
he's got his honorary doctorate.
Super Bowl.
All the celebrities go to his shows. He's, like, got his Usher Lovers and Friends Festival. So just the longevity.
And you know what? He's got it in him. Like, he's still, like, unlike somebody like Justin Timberlake, this guy can't do squat
he's
anymore.
He's so.
Where is he?
Like, you know when you put like a white shirt, like a cheap white shirt in the washing machine?
Kiel, you and your comparison.
That's somebody's husband, bro. Somebody's daddy.
No, I don't even know about his appearance. Like, his entire legacy. Like,
he's just not.
He was that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He was that guy.
He held that up, but he's just lost it. But with Usher,
do you
he's
think he's
it.
Lost it? Or yeah, he has stopped?
Have you heard his recent music?
Oh, he's had.
He's even written
music. Like, in the last
I wasn't even thinking of even new music. He came out. And he did a
Is that when he did
somebody.
That?
Everybody was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Justin got nothing.
Yeah,
like
he just lost the sauce, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened because he was that guy. Like,
really? And
he
danced like, with him.
Seriously. And I feel like somebody like five. Justin, he would be like Usher where he would maintain it.
Yeah.
Like, it just never felt like he would stop. But now he's just fallen. But yeah, Usher deserves.
He really does.
And you know, stuff like Super Bowl, like, look at Mary J. Like, apparently Super Bowl just. Lifted her up to my gosh, did you see the clip of her meeting Storm Skepta at the Met Gala?
No. I've seen it, but why is that a
when you can tell like she was almost speechless, like she like Skepta's very like he's
good
a looking nice looking
Skepta,
man.
Skepta is also
a beautiful
before the COVID
man.
As well,
look
like, really good looking.
And so when you see her, you can see it's just
he looks like a bad boy.
That's
why fine bad boy too.
Yeah, I gotta stay away.
The way you said it, like you're gonna see him.
No, he's actually
so when you see this clip, and then people are just like, auntie, like soften your eyes, that kind of thing.
Really,
you can see her just like. Like,
that's so
funny. Yeah.
I mean, he did date
Naomi Campbell.
Skepta
is actually, but he's dumb though.
Is he?
Well, I mean, only from that excerpt that I saw when he was
talking
about politics.
So it's like,
Naomi was just like, she just put her hand
just
like, hush now.
So what happened was literally, someone asked about this around the time Trump got elected, and she was like, oh, what do you guys think about this? And he was like, is this about politics? And then he went, I'll show the picture. He closed his shut, he screwed his eyes shut and plugged his fingers into his ears like a child. Are you done yet? And then she just kind of patted him. Like, I think that was the beginning of their demise. So embarrassing. You're with Naomi Campbell. You're sticking your fingers in your ears like a toddler. It's fucking disgusting.
That's what you're saying. He's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca.
He said something.
I know. But I think there's also a clip where he said something.
Is that not dumb to you? You're being interviewed by Vogue. You're sitting to Naomi Campbell and you're plugging your finger in your ear like a naughty preschooler that didn't get McDonald's or something. Like, they didn't get their Happy Meal. Or like, it's disgusting behavior, bro. Are you sick?
Far out, man. Anyway.
I do enjoy his face, though. He's very handsome.
Actually, like,
is he the one that's also artistic?
Yes.
Yeah. His whole family is.
But he's the one that did the art exhibition at Sotheby. So I can't say that.
He's creative. He's very creative. Yeah,
he has been like creating art and exhibiting stuff.
So you guys, what about Burn a Boy?
No.
I'm okay. I'm cool.
I'm okay.
Is that Rocky? I'm not there.
I can see what the appeal
is. I used
what's
to, but
what's
I...
the appeal?
It's got a nice
screen.
He has a nice face.
No, he has a nice
face. He's very handsome.
Strip away everything.
He's very handsome.
Maybe it's the little braids that throw me off.
When he has them in the neat corner and the diamond. Oh.
It's hard to see because he's always drowning in too many layers of clothing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Too much distraction. There's a lot of distraction.
His skin. Oh, he's got that good Somali skin, babe. Do you know what I mean? That's why people think he looks Somali.
Does it? I don't see that.
He does.
Look. Yeah, there's this like whole thing on TikTok, and they have like
celebrity.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory is? My mum was watching that fucking documentary about Biggie.
Biggie. And then, the way you even said it.
She saw P. Diddy. She's like, oh, this guy's Somali. He's Somali.
Biggie?
No, P. Diddy.
Oh, P. Diddy.
Somali.
He looks really Somali. P. Diddy looks really Somali.
Really?
I can see it.
He's very Somali.
It's like all in here.
He has that soft ass hair too. Mm. Like, it's the straight nose.
Yeah, I think it's like.
Because Somalis can, like, the complexion varies. Mm. Like, they can go from the darkest to the lightest. Yeah. But, like, the soft hair with the straight nose, and, like, his face is kind of long. Diddy looks straight out of bloody Mogadishu. Very, very smart looking. But
oh my
on this
gosh.
List has got Jonathan Majors.
I've never found him.
No, I don't see the appeal. And
do you guys see he's with supposedly with Megan Goods?
And also an abuser, but okay.
Yeah, allegedly. That too. Oh, this Hollywood.
Bro, it's full of garbage.
It's messy. Yeah. What happened to Columbus Short?
Who the hell is that?
I used to fancy him.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy in Stop the Yard. No.
Is it Stop the Yard?
Stop the Yard or what's the other one?
Isn't he in Captain America?
The one Chris Brown was in.
Step Up? No, that wasn't Step Up.
Do you guys think Chris Brown is nice?
I used to when I was 12.
When I was one.
When I was 12 and I'm like, oh my God, with you.
My mom came to me to that concert in Blacktown.
I'm so sad that I missed it. I mean, well, yeah. I was sad.
He was in Scandal. Jay Ellis?
No.
I think Jay Ellis will be my type. Like,
he's
if I married a guy, he should look like him.
Yeah. Isn't it so funny how he hides his white wife on Instagram?
But I feel like someone told him that.
No, they definitely told
someone
him.
Told
they definitely
to
told
hide
him
his wife.
The PR, because his show is so black woman focused. Like, it's gonna fuck up his bag.
What about Ghost?
We already.
Is Ghost Wife
but
white?
But Insecure is Power's not about like black women. Like
no, wait. Let's go back. Ghost Wife is white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had no chance.
No. Not at all, babes. Not at all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and quite quirky. You should look at pictures.
Oh my gosh, I'm actually really shocked. Okay. Like I'm actually upset.
Yeah, I thought he'd be like with some
elaborate on
that's why
quirky.
Like, she has that like. That Karen haircut.
Does she look like she shops at Buddy Gorman or some shit?
No, like she's cut her, you know, that haircut. That
the Karen one,
Okay.
And like a bit of sex.
I think I saw an article that said something like, do white people need to reclaim Karen or something?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Anyway.
It was yours to have.
No one's fighting for it.
I'm going to use it as an insult if I need to.
Oh, like, that's a shocking name to give someone in this... DNA
I really feel people, if your name is Karen, it's quiet for you.
Yeah, it's tough.
Did you hear about Google? They're getting sued by the black people there because they had their inclusivity, the head of inclusivity there did a conference on Karens and like, no, basically saying, how it feels to navigate as a white woman. And they had a Karen interviewed and like, how do they feel about now? Like, this is a derogatory term and your name is Karen. Turn out the black people are suing them, aptly.
Wow. Anyway. No, Karen's not a derogatory term. It's a word we need.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's actually, our language is crying
it's
out.
It's been
for
great.
It.
Yeah, like it's been great since we've got it. Like yeah. Now you say Karen. I'm looking at his wife. Okay, I understand what you mean by quirky.
What's his name again? Amari Hardwick?
Yeah.
Especially the picture where she's in the blue dress with the shaved side or something. Like, that's interesting.
God bless them.
Yeah, okay. Well, no chance for me.
Does anyone think that Nas is
really
hot?
Interesting?
No, there's something really hot about Nas.
Like, I really think.
And there's something really handsome. He seems nice and subdued, like, calm, even though Khalees thinks otherwise.
Exactly.
But, you know. But that's also, I think that's also the vibe that Dre gives, but we know that Dre.
I think Park was so fine to me.
That man?
Tupac. Oh my God. Of course.
So delicious.
Was beautiful.
The cheekbones. Everton was just perfect.
Actually, I started watching a doc about him.
Man, how do they still have information to keep making these documentaries?
I'm so surprised. And I'm pretty sure the Pac one was a couple of episodes. But I think this one was more related to, like, his mum.
Where is she?
She died.
She was passed away.
Oh, when did she die?
It's been a few years, actually.
Oh. Do you know that Big Pun died of obesity?
No. I think he had something else. He had
caused
something.
By obesity.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was probably a cause.
No, I
know he had an
because he was so young. Like, how bad does it have to be to die? Was he even 30?
That's scary.
So scary.
Vanessa, why are you acting like you know who
they're talking
about? I know. Oh, my God. Oh,
he died at 28.
Vanessa! So what did he... What did Vanessa do?
No,
she saw a picture.
No, I'm not laughing, guys. I'm not laughing. I'm She's laughing crying. At you, actually.
It does say weight loss on Wikipedia, but I thought he actually had something that also contributed.
He
to
died of heart attack and respiratory failure. Who died like at 28?
Yeah. So
his weight peaked at 317 kilos.
Yeah, he's a big
man. 300 kilos.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Does anyone think Common is hot?
Oh, yeah. He's beautiful.
Then the hat he was wearing. I don't know.
He stopped wearing it.
Ever since he dated Erykah Badu, I'm not sure about him.
He dated Erykah Badu.
Oh, that's when he started doing his weird Electrify album. And it was just produced weird
her
music.
Her pom pom needs to be studied.
I mean, it's already a candle.
Every guy that she comes in contact with, something happens.
Her baby fathers are elite.
Yeah, Andre 3000.
Jelectronica.
Oh, yes. True.
And who else is
okay, interesting. I didn't know.
Just
that.
The two?
She's only got two kids, right? Two
yeah,
girls?
No. Seven. He's a boy.
No.
No, seven's the name of the
kids. I'm talking about Erykah Badu.
No, I mean, and his name, it's a boy.
I know, his name is Seven, but she's asking you, does she only have two kids?
Yeah, because she said two girls. I'm like, no, seven's a boy.
No. I'm just asking how many kids she does. I actually just don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, enjoy the celebrity tea, guys. Hope you know, enjoyed our little nonsense chattering away about celebrities. Now it's time for my segment.
Is it Reddit. A wedding one?
No, it's not.
Okay. Thank God.
Thanks for throwing the shade. it's actually an in-law one. Very juicy. Well, not that juicy, but it's just, anyway. For background, my wife, 28 female, and I... 30 male, as well as my brother and his wife, went to visit our parents, as we haven't seen them in a while. My parents, age 57, had a box of $300 ginseng in the fridge to be given as a gift for their close friend's wedding anniversary tomorrow. We know this because it came up in conversation during lunch. They also told us to help ourselves to anything in the fridge, but not to touch the ginseng for obvious reasons. The problem came when a few hours later, my parents called us in a panic, saying that they couldn't find the ginseng and if anyone saw it. I didn't take it and at first I just thought they must have misplaced it somewhere. However, they insisted that they both agreed on not moving it out of the fridge drawer for that exact reason. All of us denied taking it and the conversation got more heated when my father started yelling that someone must have taken it since it only went missing when we came to visit. All of us continued to deny taking it with my wife being really quiet. Ooh. And my father said if he doesn't turn up soon, he'd have to... have everyone's belongings checked. That was when my wife admitted that she took it. Apparently it was a very popular brand that my in-laws mentioned and she wanted to give it to them. And she thought that no one would notice since it was an inconspicuous place in the fridge. My mother-in-law, my wife's mother, Later called and said my parents overreacted over such an quote unquote inconsequential thing and screamed at me that I was an asshole for not defending my wife. The thing is, in my opinion, it wasn't a small thing. My wife literally stole hundreds of dollars worth of something from my parents and tried to lie her way out of it. While I agree my parents shouldn't have started yelling and accusing us, I feel like my wife was wrong for taking the ginseng in the first place.
But they were right in accusing her.
Yeah, but wait, why did she take it?
Because apparently the brand is really expensive.
So
she wanted to give it to her parents.
So I did hear that. Okay, I thought yeah. I didn't hear that. I was like,
so she's a thief.
Yeah, she's a thief. But that's dumb.
So dumb.
People are so mentally sick. Like, how can you?
And there's not many of you. So if you take it's going to be very obvious.
And she was like, she thought no one would. What? Some people have thief tendencies, I think.
That's just so weird. Yeah. Yeah. And your in-laws.
And the in-laws, no, because the in-laws are salty they didn't get their ginseng. Do you get what I'm saying? As in like, because the in-laws, as in like, the wife's parents called him up and yelled at him for not defending her. I think they're salty because they wanted to have the ginseng.
But she stole the thing. But I'm just saying you stole it from your in-laws. Like, you're married to this person. I know. You're going to see them. This is not the first time you're going to see them. So you just, like, why would you do that?
But she thought no one would know.
How?
If there only three of you went
in the house.
And they told you, don't take our ginseng.
Yeah, don't take it from the drawer.
What is
which
wrong?
Means someone touched it.
But also, it's such a nasty thing to do. Like, it was meant to be a gift for someone else.
And the parents are fine for yelling at them because one of them did it.
It's and warranted. So her parents said he should have stuck up for her thief behavior.
I would be.
Her parents are thieves too.
Yeah. You're a thief. You married a thief family. Look at you.
She probably messaged them and be like, oh, they've got this in them. They're like, bring it. That's stupid.
Some people are like that though.
Oh, yeah. That's wild.
No home training. Oh, well, we'll see.
Well,
that's
where you're going
to raise their kids.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Can't believe we have to share.
Okay, what would you do in that situation though if like your husband stole from your parents? Like, what would you actually do?
I'd be embarrassed. Very embarrassed. I said, hey, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, you have to go and buy it with your own money
but
to
I'd
go and get
I'd be so embarrassed to bring him anywhere.
Yeah, I would literally be embarrassed.
Like, be about me.
Like, we need to go to couples therapy. And she needs to go therapy, though.
Yeah, she could have narcolepsy or something, right?
Is narcolepsy is when you sleep too much.
Oh, shit. Relax, bro. You don't know words.
You didn't even know what it meant. You're laughing. Oh, my God.
What do you call it?
Clipsomania.
Yeah, clipsomania. That's it. Thank you.
She said you don't know words.
Fuck, you didn't. Otherwise, you would have laughed.
But, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, maybe she either has something, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's not warranted.
It got to the point where she had to keep lying, though, too, because it was just, that's really embarrassing.
You can't keep lying for this. Like, all arrows lead to you.
So bad.
Terrible. Anyway, that was a very simple one. Yeah. She's obviously not correct.
I just thought it was funny to steal from your in-laws. And very mentally sick. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.
Do follow us on socials, drop us a line. You know the vibes. Love yous.
Love yous.
Au revoir.
Bye. Bye.